Yo, man, it is dope. Tomorrow, one half of the Taking Shots team. You already know what time it is, man. What up? What's happening?
It's your boy, Rob Madden, in the building. Young Bukkake Obama right here in the building, man. And this is another episode of...
was that name again? You want to run that by?
Oh, okay. It's your boy, Rob Madden, in the building. There we go. A.K.A. Bukkake Obama. And ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of Taking Shots. Episode 49, bro.
49.
Yeah, man. We almost at that big 50.
What we gonna do for it? Remember episode 20?
Ooh, Lord, have mercy. You trying to have a repeat?
Hey, let's get it.
So episode 50, we gonna have another episode 20 repeat.
I had a blast.
From what I remember, I had a blast as well. I go back and watch that video and I was like, nah, oh Lord. Yeah, we gonna do that.
Where can they find Taking Shots, man?
Come on now. YouTube.com/RobMaddenMadeIt. Go check that out. You can click on playlist and you can go check out all the Taking Shots episodes that you all have missed. Go ahead, catch up on that thing. Also, Apple, Spotify, Radio Public, all of your DSPs, you can go check that out also. It's available. Go check those out right now.
Yes, sir, man.
Dope Tomorrow, where can they find you, big dog?
Hey, man, Dope Tomorrow TV on YouTube. Thank you for the new subscribers. I see all six of y'all over the last 30 days.
Come on now.
I'm just climbing up that mountain.
Come on now.
Pushing out this content as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Trying to get this top off just looking so I can actually take shots. Bigger Than Pancakes on all DSPs is the podcast every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Go get some. And then, of course, working on Connected 2.
Come on now.
Done.
Come on now.
Send that guy on out.
Come on
now. And you can find me on all social media at Dope Tomorrow, man. Like, subscribe, and share, man.
I'm Rob Madden across all social media platforms, man. YouTube.com/Rob Media Company. Also, go check out those short films. I woke up to a pleasant surprise in my email.
Ooh, nudes?
No. No nudes. No email nudes. I woke up, bro, to an announcement from YouTube congratulating me. My channel hit 300,000 views.
Oh man.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, dog. 300,000 views, bro. Yes, sir, man. 300,000, dog.
Congratulations, man.
300,000. It felt good, but at the same time, I know I could have been further ahead. I could have hit 400,000, 500,000 if I would have stayed consistent with stuff like I was at one point in time. But seeing that 300,000, it's an accomplishment, but it also lets me know I did slack off heavy at one point in time.
So it's a reminder as well.
Yeah. But I mean, we got new content coming, man. That's
Shout out to them bullshit ass algorithms.
Yes.
I'm coming for y'all head.
Come on now.
Tired of the shit, man.
Speaking of shout-outs, we're going to get back to that. But shout-out to my Dallas Cowboys on beating those Atlanta Falcons today. Shout-out to everybody that was in my comments, tagging me in statuses, tweeting me. You know, just hit me up when the Falcons was winning. As soon as that game was over, y'all went nowhere to be found.
Look, man, they calling for the coach to be fired.
They got
to
get him out of there.
They calling for all type of trades and shit to happen. Yep. Look, man. I'm from Georgia. I understand the fanatics, the fan base of being an Atlanta Falcon. But y'all got to dial it back because y'all ain't winning shit.
Nah.
Haven't won shit.
Nope.
But y'all be carrying around in these conversations like y'all some sort of threat.
Yeah.
And y'all had your opportunity in 2017 and blew it.
Yep. I'm talking about blew.
Like... And tonight showed the same with the Cowboys. So yeah.
Your Georgia team's a curse. Your Atlanta Falcons, your Georgia Bulldogs, fucking Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Falcons, Bulldogs, all that. The only Atlanta team that ain't cursed is the soccer team.
Until y'all do right by Dominique Wilkins.
Come on now.
For real, though.
Speaking of this bullshit algorithm, though, you think it's going to change anytime soon, bro? Anytime soon.
I don't know. I think so. I mean, I think they're always constantly updating it, which is why every year you have, or every couple of months, you have the masterclass on the new algorithm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they keep manipulating it. And basically, I was looking at this thing on Netflix called The Social Dilemma.
Yeah.
Y'all should check that out. And it basically discusses how they created an algorithm. Excuse me. And the algorithm actually gets smarter.
Because
basically, the algorithm is trying to figure out how to better... get your attention, steal your attention, and market shit to you, i.e. advertise. So that's why you see all these ads tailored specifically to shit that you look up across multiple platforms. You start seeing it in Facebook. You start seeing it in IG. You start seeing it in mobile apps. So basically, the algorithm is getting smart about what you click on, how long you look at pictures, what you engage with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to continuously evolve just based off your behaviors.
Huh.
So the hard part that I hate with the algorithm is that, especially with IG, and I'm sure Facebook has a similar one, it's Facebook algorithm shot. You only see the same 10
posts. I see the same, no bullshit, I see the same 14 people every day.
So I don't even like, although I may promote some stuff on Facebook, I really could care less if I get engagement on it, because I know it's going to be shown to the same people.
Yep.
Over and over. They really want you to pay for the ads.
Yeah.
Promo.
Mm-hmm.
That's my issue with algorithm. On IG, I know for certain they only show it to 10% of your followers. So they won't even show your followers it. They would show 10% and how quickly that 10% engages on it determines who else they open it up to.
Oh, some that bullshit, is some man. Bullshit. Yeah.
Comments mean more than likes. So please start commenting if you want to support your creators. Of course, the likes help as well, but the comments way more because it shows actual engagement. Of course, commenting back to them. So
makes sense.
Trying to figure it out, man. Shit is some bullshit, though.
And what's the name of this Netflix?
Social Dilemma.
I'm going to check that out. I'm going to check that out tonight, matter of fact.
Yeah, they talk about how the notifications are meant to make you look at your phone. Yep. I've also noticed, just on a personal note, if I'm in Facebook and I do like a bunch of statuses, which I do from time to time, I won't get that many likes on them until I exit out the app. Because it seems like as long as I'm in the app, it has my attention. So it don't really bother to push notifications to me. But if I close out my app, and I mean like I'll shut my shit all the way off, like you know how you have it running in the background.
Yeah.
I just close my shit and then I'll notice I start getting some engagements. It's like this shit nuts, man. Like why y'all playing?
He done out something else, man.
This shit crazy, bro. I'm gonna take a shot.
I wanna just go back to the old days.
Just show my There's a skit from Kev on stage.
Yeah.
All Dev Digital. It's like he's talking to the algorithm played by Tony Baker. Shit's hilarious. But they're basically explaining like, well, Kev is like, can you just show my post to my followers?
Yeah.
I ain't asking you to show it to the people that ain't following me or whatever, but I got these followers who are following me for a reason to see what I'm doing.
Yep.
Just show it to them.
Yeah.
That's all we asking.
Yeah.
Because if you show my shit to almost 5,000 followers on IG and I get some engagement on that, I can start carving out my niche.
Yeah.
But you only showing it to some folks that ain't going to do nothing.
That's them the facts.
That's just nosy.
Them the facts.
So that's why I'm like, I'm getting ads promoted. I'm working with some marketing strategists because it's like just doing the same shit over and over, you're going to drive yourself the same. You're going to get the same results. So.
Trust me, I know. We gonna figure this shit out. We gonna crack this shit though. Alright, let's see. Where should we start at today?
Nudes.
Send nudes. Hashtag send nudes. Send Winnie the Poohs. Those are
Hey man, OnlyFans is cap. Y'all need to step up the content on the OnlyFans. Y'all should be having us subscribing to this shit. Be $29.99 and you just
Are you hip to the flex though? Like the finesse that they doing?
No.
The finesse is, so I've heard, the finesse is they're posting a damn near nude on Instagram, but they might block it out.
Right.
Or whatever. Like put like a little cupcake or something over the ass and like she might be making an ass clap. Make an ass clap, right?
Okay.
So a nigga like, oh shit, like live on that mug. Like she had her ass clapping. She got the cupcake. I want to see what that ass look like. So what it is, she put the little link in her bio. She got a little caption, of course. Click the link in bio. Subscribe to my OnlyFans. $15. You can see this and more. Nigga dropped that debit card. Boom.
Who dropped it?
A nigga. Like a nigga.
Oh, not you.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, never that.
Okay.
I got a cap at like $4 or $5. Ain't paying over that. So go to OnlyFans. Thinking he finna see some fire shit. What she has done, that same video that she put on Instagram, she posted it on her OnlyFans and she has like shorts on, you know what I'm saying? Or she got like drawers on, like covering up what you thought would be her butt naked ass, she's inserted like sound effects and shit of an ass clapping.
Bruh.
So you done already paid and she done already got you that, yeah, like your money.
Cause you paying for the month.
It's a lot of chick doing that. They putting shit on Instagram and then saying, go to my OnlyFans for exclusive content, and they putting them same pictures on OnlyFans.
I'm not doing it.
And
I'm
once they got your money, that's it.
Yeah, I'm good. I was big up on OnlyFans for a minute there. Early COVID, I was letting loose. That link was wild. But yeah, now it's just like, all right, I get it. But I do like OnlyFans for the fact that it is a place that your fans can engage with you.
Yeah.
So I do want to eventually start one when I feel like my fan base is where I want it to be.
Yeah.
But not for, but just for actual business purposes, not for no salacious shit like this. Okay. Cause Donnell Rollins podcast is on OnlyFans now.
Word?
Yeah.
So oh, that's him. Hard.
Yeah.
That's hard. Yeah. He the only nigga I know doing something like that too.
Well, Cardi B signed up as well for her really? To engage with her fans. But she's not gonna do any sexual shit. It's
rats.
It's for the fans, you know?
So what the huh. Interesting.
It's just any thoughts out here were using it for that shit.
So it got that.
Yeah.
That image, label. Like of, it's yeah. just for getting booty and right. shit. Like, okay, all right, makes sense. Shout out to OnlyFans, man.
Yeah. The platform.
I ain't getting finessed though.
Yeah.
All right. Lori Loughlin.
I just know it's Becky from Full House.
But we gonna call ain't Becky. She has been in the news. She hit headline news. She gets to choose where she will serve out her 2-month prison sentence at. She has chosen the prison in Victorville, California.
Oh, I heard it's nice out there.
Yes, a judge granted Loughlin's request to serve at a medium security prison at the closest facility to her home in Southern California.
Makes sense.
She must surrender to that facility, which houses about 300 inmates,
okay.
and she will begin her sentencing on November 19th.
Hmm.
Here's the kicker. The prison offers Pilates, yoga, cross training,
okay.
spinning, and step aerobics as daily exercise programs. In addition to crochet, beading, painting, ceramics, and origami as crafts.
Great. Awesome.
She has also been fined $150,000 and must fulfill 150 hours of community service upon her release. Dope tomorrow. What are your thoughts?
White privilege.
Absolutely.
But to be honest, I'm not that mad at her trying to finesse the school system. I'm just not. I mean,
what angers,
whatever, it's a scam anyway.
What, definitely a scam. What angers me, they gave a black lady, I think like 6 years for doing this same shit.
Right. So now, so the punishment of it is nuts. But the crime, like,
yeah,
6 years is too much for that shit too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it should be about, actually, I don't think it deserves no jail time, honestly, but
it's not a fucking crime. You want better for your damn kids.
No, the issue is, what they're saying is these people, they just happen to get caught, but basically, privileged white people are basically filling up slots that could be better fulfilled with black people or anybody
absolutely.
That's actually smart enough to get in on their own merit.
Absolutely.
So that's the real issue, and I understand that. But as far as like, oh my gosh, she need to do some years of time, like, I just don't, I'm not really big on jail no way.
Yeah.
So
I just feel like if they gave this black woman 6 years,
yeah, that's
you need to keep that same energy for these privileged white folk.
Cause they gave the black woman 6 years for using a address.
A fucking address.
To get in a better school.
She didn't pay nobody.
Right.
She used a different address. It's niggas do that all the time.
Nigga, we grew up doing that shit.
All the time.
Niggas that want to play sports at certain schools. Yeah.
You would use your auntie address. You grow up like any of that shit. And thanks. You would go be able to go to that school. They gave her 6 years for that shit.
Nah, that's
but nuts. You give these privileged motherfuckers 2 months and her husband got 5 months.
Yeah.
And this is a fucking vacation. They going to a fucking, like, a vacation state.
They got friends in there.
Yeah.
They're chilling.
They cooling, bro. Like, you got Pilates, fucking aerobics, yoga.
Origami. Who the fuck know how to do that in 2020?
What is that?
That when they be making like birds and shit out of paper.
Man, get the man, get man. All right, bro. All right, get that shit out of here, man. Like that's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna punish somebody black, and basically try to send a fucking message out. Okay, well, send that message out to somebody white as well. This you cannot say there's no right white privilege after looking at this shit right here.
Right. And that's why I believe that judges should go by a judge book.
Yep.
That determines mandatory sentencing.
Yep.
So that way, when they have to look at their white folks in the face, all they can do is say,
yeah,
send a book.
Yeah.
6 years for this.
Yeah.
Not they don't want to do that. They want to be able to manipulate the law to their advantage. And they've already established and set up the law to their advantage. And they continue to leverage that and exploit it against people of color, i.e. us.
That's some
folks.
Wild shit, man. That is some wild shit. Lock her ass up. I don't even think she's gonna serve the whole 2 months. She'll be out in a month.
Well, what's 2 months right around the corner from your house? Like,
yeah. You at home still.
Basically.
But she ain't gonna serve that whole 2 months. Nah, she'll get her finest of, you know, caviar and shrimp and lobster and she nigga, she on a vacation.
Yeah.
That's it.
I still hit though.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Are you on your for the coach.
moving on. Ty Lawson. Familiar with Ty Lawson?
No.
NBA player, or a former NBA player. Ty Lawson was banned for life from the CBA, which is the Chinese Basketball Association.
Yes.
Have any idea why he was banned?
I heard.
It's a doozy. He was banned after he posted to his IG story, Chinese women got cakes on the low, might switch up my stance soon, LOL. And he included a picture of what looked to be a young harlot giving him a lap dance. Chinese people saw that and they said, yeah, you got to get the fuck out of here. We okay. done. Like, you get your ass out.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to China.
His comment section was, of course, in shambles on his Instagram. Some of the comments read, nigger, 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 nigger. Jong Vicky 595 says, eat your fucking watermelon and fried chicken and make your cotton shit. Miss Sindori says, nigger. Chok Yu Chong says, rolling out of China, nigger.
With the hard ER, huh?
Yeah. All these hard ERs. Yeah. Z_ZH978 says, get out of China. Benjamin Lee 85, Chinese is your father. Wyman 0126 says, you alive? I'm your Chinese dad. And it gets worse. It just go on and on. Hi, nigger son. Get out of China. Yeah.
That's how they do us, man.
Bro.
That's how they do us.
Why was that necessary?
I don't know, man. I just want to get my reparations and get off the grid. This whole shit is a shit show.
How do you think that reparations would be in the end a good thing?
Yes. It's the only way. It's the only way.
I say that because do you think that, say they did give a reparation, everybody got paid. If something else happens, they will use that excuse, oh, y'all got reparation. Y'all paid now.
Well, what happened?
That's some, like anything. Like if anything happened, anything happened to, I say, somebody of color, somebody black, anything. I don't know if it's like somebody getting killed or something like that. And say we reached out to them for help. Say somebody, like they got a group, an organized group, and reached out to the government for help. Government coming like, we paid y'all already. Like, we ain't helping y'all, we paid y'all already. Like, y'all got bread.
We still fall under their government. But the government,
you,
though.
But do you not think that, you know how crooked the government is?
But that's your answer right now. They that already is. Crooked. So, so give me the money and stay crooked.
That is.
That's how I feel about it. They already crooked.
Do you think that these things like nine, maybe 12 people, they're trying to get this city together in Georgia?
Yes.
Bought that land for that city?
95 plus acres to have, I can't remember how many families at this 19 families, is it?
Something like that, I think, yeah.
Has purchased 95 plus acres to build a safe city for black people. It's not going to work, but shout out to them.
That was my next question. How safe do you think that that's going to be?
The fact that they announced it and it's trying to get this news coverage, mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to ever happen, mm-hmm. to be honest, because you're making a spectacle out of it when it should have just been, you should have just built it.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh shit, it's all black folks here.
Yeah.
And then like we pass that info to our communities.
Yeah.
You know, but for them to go straight to the media, like, yo, look what we doing.
Because you did that for? You know that they're going to try to infiltrate.
Yeah. They're going to find any reason to permit wrong.
Yep.
All that type of shit. Like, you about to have a lot of red and yellow tape that probably wouldn't have going to exist, but probably not to the magnitude now that you've caused attention to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the minute you try to tell a white person no.
Yeah.
It's World War IV out here, so.
Yeah. That's going to help. All right, moving on. I'm just going to ask, what's going on with Kanye West?
Hey, man, shout out Ye. Mm-hmm. Pray for that man. Mm-hmm. He's going up against some giants,
yes,
in the music industry. Some names you've never heard of, I've never heard of, mm-hmm. nor seen, in an attempt to get his masters. And he's alleging that he's wanting to get the masters for other artists. It does seem like he's on that path just based off of some recent news I just saw where he's just released a 7-point plan of how record deals should be structured.
Hmm.
So I thought that was dope. But this is a scary fight because Prince been saying this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson been saying this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they both dead.
Mm-hmm.
It was rumored that Sam Cooke got killed for similar reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, you know, the music in Sharan, like the mob.
Yeah, of course.
By the mob.
Of course.
Allegedly. So it ain't going to be easy. These are practices that they've had in place since forever.
Did you see the tweet where he was, it seemed like if they kill me type tweet,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like that, then he deleted it.
It could happen.
It
could happen.
He has been tweeting some stuff and the music is more your line,
mm-hmm.
but him tweeting his contracts and everything and him calling like certain names and saying certain names, just like that. Of course, I have Google. So I go look and I'm like, all right, so this nigga's like, he's not just any other plain Jane dude. Like,
right.
He ain't here. Like, he here.
Right.
He is with some big dogs right now.
Right. He in the conversations where they just determine how much streams worth.
Yeah.
Like, them niggas. Like, we don't know who them are.
Do you think that he is really trying to do this for other artists? Or do you think that he is using that to not come off as selfish because he's really after his own masters? He's all out for self.
Either way, if he wins, the whole industry will have to take notice.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the catalyst for all of it is selfishness,
mm-hmm.
all right, you can feel how you want to feel about it. But if the outcome is betterment for all artists,
mm-hmm.
then it's for all of us.
Is the music industry headed more towards independence than having to need, that's a big keyword, need a record label?
I don't foresee us ever getting out of record labels because record labels have so many ties with other industries.
Mm-hmm.
They got all this money. They got back catalog that they continuously make money off of. It's like, so like Michael Jackson catalog is keeping the lights on at Sony.
Yeah.
They'll just go get some nigga out the hood. Pay him how much y'all need today? $1 million deal? We got that. Cause we already know how we're gonna fuck you and get that back.
Mm-hmm.
So but again, the desire, the program is you wanna get signed to a major.
Yeah.
Cause you get the machine behind you, they gonna push you. Only if you over a certain talent level, they gonna give you all of that. But so like for me, for instance, Def Jam ain't shit. Yeah. But if Def Jam wanted to sign me, it would be hard to say no just because of the legacy of Def Jam. Like, that's the fucking Russell Simmons, Rick Rubin, LL, Big Sean, Kanye. It's like, why wouldn't I want to be a part of that? But they ain't shit right now.
The reason I asked that question was because, of course, we in the era of social media. So you got so many artists that's, they fucking blowing up. Are they blowing up? Some of these niggas are doing numbers.
Are they real numbers? Social media. Are they real numbers though?
Some of them. Some artists.
Like who?
Didn't YoungBoy blow up before he got signed? Like through YouTube and shit. Like through mixtapes and all that independently.
Allegedly.
Like, but that's a prime example. And you know, YoungBoy one of the most. Matter of fact, he is the most viewed artist on YouTube now.
But he signed to Atlantic.
Before though.
How do we know? Cause these, you don't think these labels know how to package them like they doing it on their own, and then it comes out like he don't never promote. He never says Atlantic, but he been signed to Atlantic. They ain't just get him from nowhere. Like it was some calls that had to be made. I ain't saying he wasn't moving because he fire. I love YoungBoy
for sure.
For sure, he just dropped a new album. But fire. These people have machines behind them because they have a bag behind them. Like that's why most rappers that make it got a street nigga behind them because they already got street money allegedly. Yeah. So like when they go to record labels, it's like, yeah, we doing this already. You can jump on and help push the machine and you can eat off this, but the bag don't end on our side either. So that's why you get some actual broke niggas with some talent, i.e. me. And you throw me a $300,000 deal. What I'm supposed to do?
Okay, boom.
I'm just gonna stay independent.
Okay, let me ask you this. Speaking of that. I'll say a label. I'm going to say Atlanta. We'll say Atlanta. So we're talking about Atlanta. Atlanta offer you a deal. I say $1 million. But you already bagging that yourself independently. Would you still sign to them even though you're bagging that independently yourself?
No.
Knowing that, all right, if they trying to offer me $1 million, it's just like, well, fucking P was talking about his documentary. I saw a video last night. Bron said the same thing. Bron was like, I think a Puma Adidas offered him $10 million. He was like, if they offer me 10, I know I can get such and such elsewhere.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Would you, knowing that you already bagging that meal now, would you still sign?
No. No. I'm not money hungry either.
Yeah.
But I also ain't broke as a lot of these niggas is.
Yeah.
Like some, a lot of these niggas coming from the gutter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't blame them, especially being an artist. You just want to make music. You ain't really think about, I mean, how you going to turn down some money? But from, when you from the
street,
like
that's the thing. Even though you broken from the street, you hunger right now. You need that money. They offer you $1 million check. You ain't got shit. You got $10 in your name.
Yeah.
But then you can't sign that contract without reading that motherfucker. And then 5 years down the line, you start complaining like, man, they got me stuck in that contract. They fucking me. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
You can't do that shit because you supposed to read it, bro.
But I feel differently about it now.
You supposed to read that shit. It ain't a paper that done crawled my damn face. I ain't even signing it's all contract. No, I'm reading it.
Do you read the terms and conditions on the apps you buy?
Hell yeah, I read them.
All of them?
Yes, I read them.
And you still elect to put it on your phone, though, right?
I'm a conspiracy theorist, so.
But you still elect to put it on your phone. So it don't matter if you read it.
No, it's an app, though.
But that means that's all your info. That's all your info.
Tomato, tomato.
I'm just saying, and you doing that for free.
A tomato, tomato.
So somebody send you the terms and conditions, which is what a contract is, and they got some money behind it. Okay.
I don't know, G.
I don't know. Contracts are meant to be broken.
I just don't know how I could sit up here and sign a contract that I didn't read and then 5 months down the line say, I mean 5 years down the line say I'm trying to get out of that motherfucker but I didn't sign my life away for 10 years.
Well, there's things with the contracts because a lot of things like what they'll do is say, oh, well, this project don't count.
Mm-hmm.
But it cost me money.
Yeah.
But you're saying it don't count towards my albums. So even in the lingo that they're using, you can read it and understand it, but they make it with words that you're not going to get. And also, at the time when you signing it, you don't have the same leverage as you do 5 months or 5 years down the line because you've proven yourself.
Yeah.
And then you got other people saying, well, man, I can get you, because they see what you've done. Yeah. Man, I can get you $30 million. Why are you fucking with this old country?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to complain about this shit.
Yeah.
We brought the break, there, bitch.
Do mixtapes count as
no.
Count as projects too?
That's why they not on streaming. Which they are trying to get Lil Wayne's mixtapes on streaming.
Yeah.
But they gotta clear all them samples.
Shh.
That's why all the music was free during that free.
Yeah.
They're still getting paid for by ads. But music was free because the samples weren't being cleared. They were promotional use.
Uh-huh.
So it was like free usage. But when you start putting it on streaming and it's counting, they coming for their samples that ain't cleared.
I think that's why the last mixtape that they released for him on Apple Music, I forgot which one it was, that they literally just released and had everybody going crazy. But it's no like
ceiling, wasn't it?
I think so. But it's like four songs that not on there because they couldn't damn clear.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, but
Yeah. No, it makes sense. But shout out to Ye, man. Prayers up for Ye. NBA bubble playoffs.
Here for it. It's been exciting.
I just want to give a big shout out to those Los Angeles Clippers, those Kawhi fans, those, you know, people that were like, oh, you know, the Clippers going to win the chip. They going to beat the Lakers. You know, they going to do this and they going to do that. Where are they right now?
What it do, baby? They in Cancun.
They in Cancun. Cancun on three. 1, 2, 3. You know, as Pat Bev said, you know. Dope Tomorrow, how do you feel about those Clippers getting exposed and, you know, losing a 3-1 deficit?
Nah, that's just terrible.
To the Nuggets, I'll repeat.
They got to fire Doc Rivers.
Really? You think they're going to get
him? You think they're going to get him out of there? Back from 3-1?
I don't think they're going
to
get him out of there.
I don't think so either, but they need to. Yeah. I mean, and to be honest, like, Doc Rivers has had an extreme amount of talent.
Yeah.
I mean, and you ain't really won much. Won that one time.
Doug Rivers is also the only head coach in NBA history to lose three
right,
like, series where they come back for 3-1.
Yeah. You need to either take an assistant coach up or give it some time.
Yeah.
But you got Kawhi Leonard, who they say better than LeBron.
False. Fake news.
Right. Paul George, who I don't know what the fuck he did. I don't know what happened with that. Pat Bev, and it's like, y'all didn't get Pat the Nuggets.
The fucking Nuggets.
And I mean, the Nuggets good.
But yes, but they not good enough to beat the fucking
You didn't get to the conference finals, my nigga?
At least get to, if you gonna lose, get to the finals and lose to the Lakers. You niggas lose to the Nuggets.
Yeah.
This superstar team that you have, Lou Will, Pat Bev, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Zubac doing what he do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And y'all niggas lost to the... Hey, look here, man. Don't nobody say nothing to me about Kawhi Leonard being better than LeBron James ever again.
I don't even know where that came from.
Ever. Ever. Prisoner of the moment, because he won that damn championship with Toronto.
Mm.
That's it.
And then he was putting up numbers with the Spurs, but like they said, man, you had a squad with the Spurs.
Nigga. One of the best squads in history.
Yeah, like you were contributing, of course, but it was like that was your team.
No, that was Timmy Sim.
Right.
Timmy Duncan. Yeah. Come on, man.
And OG Tony.
Come on now. Manu.
Yeah.
Manu had all that. Yeah, man. But shout out to the Laker boy. I think they're doing work still right now.
Yeah.
They were winning. So, you know, them boy gonna go to the finals and everything. They gonna hopefully, my prediction was before the finals started. And everything. Well, before the playoffs started, I said it's going to be Lakers and the Celtics.
I think it's Lakers Heat.
But the Heat been playing some damn ball. You hear me?
Yeah.
Them Heat been playing some ball. Boston won last night, but them damn Miami Heat been playing some damn ball.
This just in, Lakers are up by 5 in the third quarter. 78-73. A lot of more game to go.
Come on now.
Of course, by the time this episode airs, it'll be over.
Yeah.
But
shout out to my boy, man. LeBron, we're going for number 4.
How you feel about LeBron not getting the MVP?
Okay. All right.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay.
Antetokounmpo. Back to back.
You know what? Last year, he deserved it last year. I'll say that. He deserved it last year. But this year, y'all niggas done lost y'all rabbit ass mind. Y'all niggas done lost y'all rabbit ass mind. Giannis Antetokounmpo averaged, I think, 29 points.
Okay. All right.
But this is for a nigga that can only do one thing, and that's fucking dunk the ball. He has no jump shot. He can't shoot free throws. All he can do is dunk. Drive and dunk. James Harden already said this shit. If you can just drive the ball and dunk, he's strong as hell now.
Right.
Nigga strong as a fucking ox. Huh? I give him that. But if you can just drive and dunk, nigga, you supposed to be averaging 70. You supposed to be averaging fucking 70 because he ain't got no jump shot. All around player. This nigga deserves a damn MVP.
But he can't get 70 in this league because this is a shooter's league. So he'll never get 70. They won't let him.
It's a wet league.
Shooters.
Exactly what the fuck he can't do. He can't shoot. Shooter's league and he can't fucking shoot, but y'all get this nigga the MVP. Meanwhile, LeBron out here assists, rebound, defense. He's shooting, doing everything he got to fucking do in his seventh.
Because, like they were saying, man, I think, shout out Uncle Shay Shay.
Come on now.
He was saying, like, it's unfair because you know LeBron probably the MVP most years.
Absolutely.
Michael Jordan's probably MVP most years.
Absolutely.
But it's in order to make the game, I guess, I don't know what the word they use, but to make the game seem more fair. Mm-hmm. They just kind of pass it around. Although it's clear LeBron. I mean, I mean, what did Anthony rank?
KD. AD came in fourth, I think, because it was Giannis, Bron, James Harden, and then I think AD.
So, I mean, like, I would put AD over Giannis.
Yeah, I would do that too. Man. AD an all-around player too. That's, and he can fucking shoot.
That's what I'm saying. So I think but I understand to the NBA, MVP means most valuable player to the team.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. That's what it's supposed to mean.
So Giannis would be the if Giannis not playing, they ain't about to go nowhere. For real.
They wouldn't win a championship. They would get to the playoffs, though.
Yeah.
In the East.
They get to the playoff, but yeah. They wouldn't be a favorite. Yeah.
No. They wouldn't.
So I understand what they're saying, like, but then they lost. So I don't know.
In the second round. I don't know. This with him, too. But in I the guess second
this
round.
This is for the season, though, right? The regular season.
Yeah. And that's my problem.
Yeah.
The MVP trophy needs to be awarded at the end of the damn, like, whole season. That includes regular season and playoffs. Because you giving this MVP trophy to a nigga that got sent home in the second round, and you telling me this nigga better than LeBron? A nigga that can just drive and dunk the ball?
Not better, more valuable.
Man, all right.
I'm with you, though. I'm with you. I'm just trying to...
It's just crazy to me, bro, because like you just said, Jordan should have won the MVP trophy damn near every year. Once he got in here bad, right. He should have won. It was a street where Kobe right. should have won it every fucking year.
I think he only got like one, don't he?
Kobe got one.
Right. Like, come on.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't even make sense.
When he should have won it. Shaq should have won it, I think, like, three or four years. And they gave to Steve Nash 1 year. And what is like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
This fucking MVP voting needs to be changed. Something need to be changed about it.
I agree.
Because it ain't right. It ain't right. Shout out to LeBron, man. Shout out to them Laker boy. Let's see here. Moving on. Charlamagne versus Joe Budden.
New Joe Budden.
First of all, shout out to Joe, man. Shout out to Joe.
Jump off Joe, what up?
Rory Maul, the whole Parks.
It's Parks.
Come on now. The whole crew. How you feel about they going back and forth, bro? They're the little beef that they have right now.
It's a little tension.
Yeah.
A little tension in the honeymoon. I just feel like I think Charlamagne jealous. Point blank. Period.
I sense that also.
I like Charlamagne.
I do too. I fought Charlamagne heavy.
But I feel like when Joe got started ascending to being the voice that the culture relies on.
Yeah.
And the Breakfast Club, although still hot and number one in their markets, Charlamagne's voice don't reach as much as it used to.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Cause he calmed himself down when he started getting to the bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they clipped his nuts and he calmed down. So he don't have the thing that drives Joe, which is why he's winning to me, is that you can tell he's passionate about.
Absolutely.
You can tell he's passionate about what he's saying and he's educated about what he's saying.
Absolutely.
Not saying that Charlamagne ain't, but I'm just saying Joe doing it at such a high clip on 3-hour podcast.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
So it's just like, he just the voice right now. And I feel like Charlamagne sees and they of similar age, but Charlamagne sees himself kind of dying out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just noticed some shit weird with Charlamagne when he just said, well, I kind of already peeped it, which why I didn't read the lab book. I got it. Mm-hmm. Still, because I was just like, I don't really know what vibe I'm getting from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see you getting into the politics, which yep. the way I'm growing, I'm anti-politics. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, we're starting growing apart
for, sure.
for how I was following him. And then like with Brilliant Idiots, I really stopped caring if they came on or not. Schultz was doing it with all the other folks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. And Joe got the same crew talking about relevant shit.
Yeah.
And I like how Rory and Parks know exactly how to address
yep.
these tough issues.
Yep. That is.
And it's like, and you can tell they sincere about it.
Absolutely.
So it's just like, and I like Schultz, but we saw how Schultz used to be on Brilliant Idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to mature into now. He get it now.
Yeah.
But I think he doing that cause it's not necessarily him.
Mm-hmm.
It's he knows the game.
Yeah.
Whereas with Parks and Rory, it looked like they already know what's up with this
They've
shit.
Been at
they
you.
Know this shit bullshit, rigged, unfair. They live it. They embrace the culture, but they don't exploit it.
Yeah.
And I feel like Joe got solid people around him. I don't think Charlamagne, outside of Wax, got solid people around him no more. Like Tax Stone in jail.
Yep.
Who is Mans?
Wax. That's it. The last like five episodes of Joe Budden podcast, he has been in a bag. Like it, you just sit there because you didn't want to miss shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would spend some of the realest shit, but like you said, you could tell he passionate about it.
Yeah.
And he knew what the fuck he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like he just pulling shit out of the air.
Right.
Like, all right, this number's for this and this is why we doing this, I think. No, he knew exactly what the fuck he was talking about.
Yeah.
And everybody in the industry now fucks with Joe. They fuck with that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to call in to the podcast.
Yeah.
They want to talk to Joe. They want to talk to Joe on a pull-up.
Yeah.
That was Charlamagne at once upon a time.
Right.
And now that he's not, like you said, that's where that jealousy comes in there.
Right.
Because he was that go-to guy.
Yeah.
Now Joe is.
Right. He done ran back to Vlad TV.
Yep. I saw that.
So I'm like, all right.
I saw that.
He done started the Black Effect Podcast Network,
mm-hmm.
which is... I'm not going to say it's his way of doing business. Mm. It ain't necessarily Joe's way. But you could just tell, like, and then, like, what Joe said about that smear campaign, it looked like I've seen Charlamagne on several occasions, like, really poke at the domestic shit with Joe.
Yeah.
And it's like, I thought y'all homeboys. Like,
he does it a lot.
Right. And then how he be treating Donnell Rawlings.
Yeah.
When he's coming to bro. Yeah. He'd be like, bro. We really want to hear Donnell.
Yeah.
But y'all keep doing this prank because it's funny and y'all family.
They do
but
him
that
bad.
Shit be mad annoying.
They do him bad.
It be super annoying. Like, that's supposed to be your man's and you, why you playing my man like that on air?
It's
that hard.
It's funny that you bring up him always poking about the domestic shit with Joe because when Kevin Hart got caught cheating and he did his first Bruffs Club interview after that to promote Irresponsible and all that, Kevin brought up all the people that were like, you know, going in on him and making jokes and talking about him and all that. And then he brought up Joe. And Charlamagne just out of nowhere. Well, you right, because Joe has been alleged to beat a lot of women. It's like,
right.
Why was that even?
Supposed to be my man.
Why was that even necessary?
It ain't necessary.
Like, why'd you even say that?
Yeah.
But he's done that shit a lot.
I know.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
Anytime Joe name come up, he always inserts that shit.
Right.
Which makes it more believable that he is the one that started this smear campaign. It makes it believable.
My thing is this, though. It make it believable. I believe. I like Charlamagne, so I ain't gonna say. I don't know. I don't know nothing about it. I don't have no information. I barely can get followers on IG. The algorithm won't let me see nobody new.
Come on now.
But it just seemed like if that's your man's and you got a platform, could you reach out to him, get his side of the story, or you just gonna roll with the smear like,
no,
this your problem, you deal with it, I'll watch. I don't know, man. I ain't built like that.
He's really looking more and more guilty, bro, because he cool with Jason Lee. He cool with Tahiri. That whole little shit they did on Hollywood Unlocked with that interview where she was fake crying and doing all that. It's like they were supposed to talk about just fuck the whole shit she went to with Votto.
Right.
Jason Lee just automatically jumped to, so I heard that Joe did such and such.
Right. Why we talking about Joe and Tahiri? Like, I understand us talking about Joe because Joe out here. But why Joe and they ain't been together in fucking a decade, damn near.
And Tahiri's last shit that she was doing, she was on Marriage Boot Camp with Votto.
Right. She got a whole nother man. Joe got a whole nother baby, a whole nother ex-fiance. And we talking about Joe and Tahiri. That like you bringing up a chick that I dealt with when I was 23. And she say, and then she just pop out and be like, yo, yeah, dope. Yeah, he was violent with me. And it's like, first of all, how can I prove that I wasn't?
Yeah.
And if I was, why is that coming out now?
And the thing about social media, you can be 1,000,000% innocent. But if that shit hits social media, you're guilty. Anybody can at any time say anything about you.
Yeah.
And that shit pick up steam, motherfucker gonna run with it.
But the thing about it ain't just anybody saying it. That's why Joe said it's a smear campaign.
Yeah.
It's people with leverage that is telling people what to focus on.
Yeah.
And that's in everything. You can blame the media, mm-hmm. but it's people behind the media in power that's showing people how to shift. Them hashtags that blow up, ain't no regular person just made it blow up.
Nah.
It's money pumped behind that hashtag to make it trend. For sure. And they know everybody else are soldiers and blindly following people that, they see the hashtag trending. I want to trend.
Yeah.
Let me start using the hashtag, not knowing the damage it's doing, because your hashtag probably only going to get picked up by 8 people because you ain't got no following no goddamn way, but you feel like you part of something. And now, my Twitter timeline was busting last night. That's just your little Twitter timeline.
Yeah.
But when they get it trending, now it's everybody's Twitter timeline and nobody knows why.
Yeah.
Shit's stupid, man.
It's wild shit out here, bro. Like, it's really wild shit, man, that you can be sitting back minding your business. I'm talking about you sitting back chilling. Someone that you sitting down and playing PlayStation or whatever. You done made it and everything. Sitting back just playing PlayStation, cooling it, just chilling on a vibe. And then your phone just started blowing up. Bing, 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 bing. You look at your shit. It's a fucking rumor somebody done started about you. Yeah. And just because it hit internet and hit Twitter, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody asked your side of the story.
Right.
Motherfuckers that know you know it ain't true, but because this shit got 100,000 retweets, these 3-4 people that know it ain't true, that don't matter.
I'm here for it. I can handle it because, I just figured out, I'm the golden child. I'll explain it off air. But B, I've insulated myself away from people for so long.
Mm.
Like, I already know the rumor gonna be false anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm so recollective of how I've moved and maneuvered with people.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't worried about no rumors. I mean, like,
I feel it.
I'm not shitting on people in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Odell. Mm-hmm. I'm not under scrutiny like Trey Song, because I don't care about sex like that.
Yeah.
I'm not a sex symbol. So like, go ahead and start it. It ain't even gonna be remotely who I am. Like, so, he was just at all the bitches. I've never been at all the bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. And niggas that know you know that.
Right. So it's like, now Jay just own all the, no, I don't. I know what y'all bad for the health. But with Joe, he got that passion,
mm-hmm.
the voice,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to believe, he could hit women.
Yeah.
But I dare say, 99% of men have struck a woman in some shape, form, or fashion. Yeah. But nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah. That's a rabbit hole That's a whole conversation. That's about a 30-minute podcast right there.
I'm telling you, man, when niggas be like, anybody put their hand on women, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I just don't trust you. It's like, why you going so hard on that stance?
Yeah.
You on that ledge like, you trying to prove it to yourself.
I've seen niggas that say that shit, and I know what type of niggas that they are.
That's what I'm saying. When you start going that hard for shit that nobody asked you to go that hard for.
Yeah, bro.
All right, my nigga, you beat somebody.
Yeah, for real. What you got over there, bro?
My guy. Oh, while we're on domestic violence, your guy.
Wait a minute now. Whoa. Let's pause. Bring it back. That was our guy.
Your guy.
That was our guy.
Just like 6ix9ine is your guy.
But that is our guy too.
Bow Wow, your guy is.
Pause. Now, we just had a Bow Wow appreciation like a couple of months ago. That was our guy.
I know how to separate the music from the artist. Bow Wow is under, he ain't really under fire. Like, really, nobody give a fuck. But he was on tape. Or caught on tape allegedly threatening. Ain't want no alleged. It was him threatening Keyomi Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying he was gonna take the rest of 2019 and ruin her life, asking his partner for validation, confirmation that he would do so. In fact,
Jesus Christ.
And then it was caught that what he was saying, or she said, "You punched me," and he didn't deny it. In her stomach, and she was pregnant at the time, at least.
Oh my gosh, bro.
And. Yeah, I had to cancel him. Like, he in the Tory Lanez boat.
Yeah, man.
Loved y'all guys, but man. Again, I can't fuck with somebody that, again, we just talked about domestic violence. Punching a woman that's pregnant is just insane.
No, you're a fuck nigga for that.
Right. But to the fact that you sat there and said you would take your 2019 to ruin her, like, what type of bitch shit is that?
That's, and you can't deny it because... You on tape doing it.
Yeah. She don't know. Hey, you'll never. That's that old Hollywood casting couch shit. You'll never work in this town again fucking with me. And like, that's the person that you're trying to control. I don't understand why you want to force some shit on somebody that don't want to be there. I don't get it.
That. Bow Wow.
Shad.
It was broadcasted that their relationship that they had was toxic anyway. That they were bad for each other. That they were always getting into it. That shit played out on Growing Up Hip Hop.
Right.
How bad it was always into it. But when you start to bring shit like this into it, like, I'm punching you.
Right.
I'm hitting you in the stomach and you pregnant.
Yes, yeah.
Now, my nigga, now arguing is one thing.
Right.
But you carry my child and I'm punching you, my nigga, that's some bitch shit.
Right.
That's some bitch shit. Like, and then if your partner's to stand around and they cool with that shit.
Not doing nothing.
They not doing nothing.
Yeah.
And you talking to them like, yeah, man, you know, I ain't gonna, that bitch ain't finna do nothing. They sitting there like, yeah, bro. Like, they hyping you up and shit. The fuck they say about y'all too?
Yeah, so on the flip side of this, I'm not cutting Bow no bail, but we've been talking about this on a couple podcasts with Bow because of these situations. This man has never had to live reality. He don't know shit from shit. He think that's how life goes because guess what? He's always gotten what he's wanted because he's been the breadwinner forever. He ain't have to. He went in the hood at 16 trying to figure it out like we were.
Yeah.
Maneuvering around actual street niggas.
Yeah.
This nigga big bro JD. The street niggas you maneuver around already in the industry. And got money.
Yeah. Snoop, JD, Usher, Nelly. Yeah.
So you in good company. Them niggas ain't gonna fuck with you. The street niggas that's in the company of those type of people ain't gonna fuck with you like that. But you ain't have to battle the 17-year-old nigga from the block and live.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go to how I'm gonna figure out how to pay for this, how I'm gonna finesse on this.
Yeah.
They were giving you TV show, hosting job, you dating Sierra.
Yeah, bro.
You been fucking it bad bitches.
Yeah.
You ain't had to worry about, you lost your virginity to Esther Baxter.
Yeah, bro.
Your mind don't even know what it like to be a real nigga. Honestly.
Do you think he's still stuck in little Bow Wow mode?
He's stuck trying to prove himself as a real nigga. He a grown ass man. I don't see him in little Bow Wow. I see him as a grown man who can't adjust to the fact that he's no longer the apple of everybody's eyes. Because he's a grown goddamn man.
That's what I was talking about. Do you think that he trying so hard to make niggas not see him still as, oh, that little Bow Wow. And now that he's like grown as hell, like nigga, what, 33 now? I think 33
years. Grown man.
Yeah, like you nigga shod most. But his niggas still look at him as little Bow Wow. And do you think that he is, that's an issue for him? Like he trying so hard to prove, like, nigga, I'm not a little Bow Wow, nigga, I'm a grown ass man now.
The only reason I say it ain't because he continues to go by Bow Wow. He was like, you should have been dropped that shit.
Yeah.
A decade ago, my nigga.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know the brand is Bow Wow. Yeah. So you continuing to push that brand because it do got some value to it.
For sure.
Like growing hip hop is just a success.
Yeah.
So he ain't hurting for shit.
Nah, he ain't.
His record sales, I mean, the streams probably going.
Yeah.
You know, because they just legacy streams at this point. So again, he got money. He got access. But he's always had money and access. Mm-hmm. He don't know how to get it out the mud. Like, he don't know. Like, he had T.I. writing for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He don't know. So, when people don't respect his rhymes, it ain't like they bad.
Yeah, no. Hell no.
It's just like, yeah, nigga, but so what?
Yeah.
We've been rapping trying to get on.
Yeah.
Just as long as your career been.
For sure.
So, no, we don't give a fuck about you can rap.
Yeah.
Like, fuck out of here. He had Jagged Edge on your hooks.
Come on, man.
I'm over here trying to figure out how to auto-tune.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So we gonna be built different. Like, you 33 inch?
Yeah.
Yo 33 built different from his?
Damn sure is.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn sure is, nigga. Shit. Good God almighty.
But it's just like, yeah, so I mean, not cutting him no bail, but I feel bad for him. He don't know nothing.
Yeah.
Outside of the industry. Bitch is supposed to acquiesce to him. You telling him no? Bow Wow done heard a yes all his life.
He take offense to that shit. I see it. I get it.
Reject us, we be like, oh, well, next year. A bitch reject him. Me?
Do you know who I am?
I'm a puppy lover that you were vibing to.
Yeah, one of them. One of them.
Right, I'm on the Scream tour.
Yeah, he one of them.
He ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel sad for him. But, bro, you got to stop the cap, bro. Stop. Hey, man, if you just chill out, take some time to adjust.
Yeah.
But shit be moving. Because as soon as if he takes some time, they going to say he fell off.
Them the fact.
And it's like, bro, but you need, and he never went away. Like, you know, he 2 years, because me and Mario on the same age. I just turned 36. Mario probably turned 36 in October or something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
Either way, 2-3 year difference. We never looked at Omarion as a kid.
Hmm.
When he grew up, when he was 21, we were like, oh, Mario 21?
Yeah.
Grown man? We were like, oh, that B2K teeny bop.
Yeah.
It was just like, he grew up. And like with Bow Wow, it's just like
He been stuck.
He never tried to, I don't know what it was.
That was my point. I'm glad you bring O up. We never looked at O like that. Niggas, like, O been doing his own solo albums and shit for a minute now, and niggas do not, every time he drop, be like, oh, that's just B2K music.
Right.
They don't bring that shit up.
Ray J either.
Yeah, but with Bow Wow, he's still stuck as Lil Bow Wow.
Because he do lame shit.
That too.
He just do lame shit.
Like that whole Jet shit.
It's just like,
like travel day, you posting a picture of an old Jet and an old fucking
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Now I do, but I was gonna say the height thing, but Omarion ain't that tall, so it ain't just height.
That nigga
just
about the same damn height.
Shut up, he my height.
Omarion. Yeah.
So yep. I'm just saying it ain't like Bow Wow. You just gotta stop for a minute. This some bullshit. We like your music. You got hits.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you gotta just understand, you're a grown man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You ain't gotta be no thug. Especially in this day and age, nobody gives a fuck about that shit no more. Tekashi out here ratting. Just be regular.
I don't understand why the fuck he trying to be. Because he really is trying to be. If you have watched Bow Wow Move or watched like some of the videos and shit he posting, he really trying to be that.
You can't be it. We saw you.
I'm the wild one. We was on a Breakfast Club. I'm the wild one. I'm the like, nigga.
You can't be.
No, you're not.
You can't be.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You Mr. 106 in Park.
Yeah.
You didn't.
It was, you know, all this shit there. Like,
but we were too.
Yeah.
But we had to go out in the field.
Exactly. And the thing about it, nigga, we was doing that shit. And here I am, 33. Nigga, at not one point of time between my early 20s and now have I tried to be a fucking thug. I know who I am. What the fuck I want to be a thug for? Ain't no damn goon. Ain't no thug, nigga.
He don't know who he is, man. He don't know.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah. Now, moving along, because we just mentioned Ray J.
Yeah.
Ray J and Prince's love.
Oh, man.
He pulled the rug up under
her. He damn sure did that.
Divorce.
He damn sure did that. Think she had wanted a divorce.
Yep.
He talked her into staying, and after he talked her into staying, he was like, all right, what's up? Let me go ahead and file for this divorce.
Hey, man, big goat.
That is a Ray J move.
Big goat. I really want them earbuds, too.
Them little Ray J. Yeah.
I really want them. I might order them this week.
You know what I want, and I know what I don't need them. I don't see that. Them damn glasses he had.
Right.
Bitch that fold up and shit like that. Right. And I know I don't need
the
them.
The bunnies. Yeah. The bunnies.
Yeah. But it's like I just want a Jeppy car.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ray, man. Shout Big Ray. Goat.
And then Cardi being Offset. Divorce.
Speaking of divorce again.
Hey, man, I don't think couples in this day and age are really thinking about being together long term.
Nah.
I think women especially, and we can wrap or whatever after this. Mm. I think women especially just want to say they were married.
Yeah.
They don't care if it lasts. I just 100% feel that. They want to get married because the girl, they want to do everything that makes their girlfriends applaud them. Mm. So they'll get married because it's all about them. That's why they do the gender reveals. Nobody give a fuck about the sex of your child. But your girlfriends applaud that. Oh, y'all really putting in effort about that. You want to get married with the wedding. Oh, y'all a good couple. But then you break up. I'm glad you left them.
Absolutely.
She free again. Yeah. So now you're celebrating the divorce. But you were celebrating the unity.
Yep.
So now you got a third celebration.
Come on now.
And you leave with half.
Come on now. Come on now.
But we supposed to sign up for it.
Ain't in the vows. It's like you sign up like for better, for worse.
Till death do you part.
I saw a clip. Cardi was basically talking about the divorce and everything because, you know, the rumors that he cheated again. Mm-hmm. They said cheated again and he had a babe on the way and all that. And she went ahead and put that rumor to bed. Like, he ain't got no baby on the way. He ain't cheating that time. She was like, I'm just tired.
Right. She said, I'm tired of arguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you say it for better or for worse.
Don't matter.
But you tired of arguing.
Because women can change their mind whenever the fuck they want to.
That's the problem. So you can leave because you're tired. So why the fuck did we stand up here and say I do if you just gonna leave when you tired?
Because it's a news story and it makes the girlfriends who ain't married jealous.
That's some wild shit to me, bro. When she said that shit, I was like, you tired? Other argue. But y'all niggas say it for better or for worse.
You know how you get not argue? Don't argue. You can still stay married. It's a joke, man. The whole shit a sham.
Come on, man. Come on, bro. All right. And she's trying to get sole custody, which I think she changed now. But she was trying to get like sole custody of culture.
But I would expect that from a woman. I would expect they would want sole custody of their kid.
Oh, man. I want to see my child.
But just because they got sole custody don't mean you won't see them.
I want my child. That sole custody shit, I don't like that. I don't like the way that's now.
But technically, that's what they got.
When you get so from my understanding, sole custody has been like, you ain't going to see your child.
No.
See, that was my understanding of sole
custody. That's how toxic women use it.
But I can't fucking talk. Blah, blah, blah. That was my understanding.
So
but she say sole custody.
Sole custody mean that she has total autonomy of how she raises that child.
Mm-hmm.
However, hopefully you may have the child with somebody with some sense where they understand it's better with two parents.
Yeah.
And then y'all plot out or y'all work out on your own visitation and stuff like that. With joint custody, it's more so structured.
Yeah.
I get it this week, you get it that week. Okay. I get it every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And y'all got joint, y'all splitting it 50-50 pretty much.
Okay.
With sole, more than likely you would get on child support.
Yeah.
Because you're going through the court system, so it's going to be some child support. But she get to determine technically when you see the child. So bitter women use it as
you're not finna see it. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the woman. That ain't the definition of soul, because they just using it wrong.
Okay.
But you guys are queens, all of you.
You didn't.
That's all I got, man.
I'm done. I am done.
Man, Dope Tomorrow TV, Dope Tomorrow on all social media. Like, subscribe, share. I appreciate the people that are subscribing, tuning in, connected, still going up.
Yes, sir.
I'm promoting more, dropping more content.
Come on now.
As much as possible, just to try to break through the new audiences. Because the more people that support me and you, and other creators alike, the more content we can provide y'all at a higher scale.
Come on now.
And higher quality. So I appreciate the people that have reached out. The Guys Too is streaming.
Come on
now.
It's
my best streaming project ever.
You spin, bro.
And I haven't even really put the promo behind it the way that it's going to go.
Bro.
So you'll be seeing this for the next 6 months. So,
come on now.
Sorry if you get tired of it, but I'm not sorry. Because it's that good. And I've gotten nothing but positive feedback. So check out the Guys Too.
Absolutely.
And then Bigger Than Pancakes podcast on all DSPs. Just dropped a fire ass episode yesterday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Where we dived into some of these things that we're talking about. So
I'm Raw Madden across all social media platforms, man. YouTube.com/RawMaddenMadeIt. Go subscribe to that. Here's my card. Every Tuesday drops at 7 a.m. on all your DSPs, so you can listen to it at any time. The visual drops on Fridays on my YouTube channel. Shout out to TK. She was my very first guest.
Hey, man.
Funny as hell, man. Shout out to her. Got a new guest this week, Torrance Rudd, gospel artist and everything entertainer. That'll be dropping Tuesday, the visual Friday. Rye Media Company. Hey, man, we out here, bro. YouTube.com/Rye Media Company. Rye Media Company on Instagram. Also, you can hashtag Rye Media Company, all that. Hit me up for your videos, your photo shoots and all that. Hey, man, we out here. We out here. Shout out to True Music. Shot his music video today.
Okay.
And everything. So shout out to him and whatnot. And yeah, man, yeah, we out here. New film coming. You know what I'm saying? Next month, October. Got a nice spooky, film coming for the holiday, for the Halloween holidays, Got some coming up for that. So
which girl gonna kill who in this one?
Nobody is getting killed in this one.
For real? And it's spooky? All right, I'm gonna come through. I'm gonna kill somebody for you. Just give me the knife and the victim.
Matter of fact, and we actually talked about this. Our next 4 films, nobody is getting shot. Like, we finishing off the year with nobody getting shot.
Now, I like when people get shot.
But that's become a thing, bro.
We like violence.
But that's become
a thing. Because Connected Season Episode 2?
But that's different.
We about to shoot everybody.
that's different. Every one of our films, somebody has gotten shot.
That's life.
So it's like, No more folk getting shot this year.
Well, the one with the suicide.
Mm-hmm. Friend of mine.
Nobody got shot.
That's the only one. Yeah. Yeah, that's the only one.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that's the only one. Yeah, that's one of our favorites too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So y'all go check them out, man. It's on Rye Media Company's YouTube channel. Stream those, share those, watch those. Hey, man, y'all just have a watch party with them all. And check out Connected while you at it too, big dog. Come on now. Get these views up.
Got to.
Support your creatives. And, anything else for you?
As always, send them nudes and codes to OnlyFans so we can preview them before we subscribe.
Exactly, because I ain't paying for your shit that you putting on Instagram.
Right.
I done seen plenty of you get over. Ruby Rose made a quick meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send them Winnie the Poohs too.
There you go.
Snapchat.com.
We out.
That's just how I roll, man.